Hello, everybody. Today's Naf Daily is Tehillim chapter 112. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter has 10 psukim in it. Just like the previous chapter, this one was written according to the Aleph Beis. Each verse contains two consecutive letters of the Aleph Beis, while the last verses contain three letters. The previous parak was primarily focused on the praise of Hashem. This one praises the tzaddik who serves Hashem. It also should be noted, the author of this parak is unknown, just like in the previous one. Now for the parak summary. In this parak, the author describes the happiness a God-fearing person has. Some of the benefits described here are having a good family, financial wealth, and emotional stability. A person with proper emunah possesses the ability to turn darkness into light, to illuminate their suffering with the light of God's. The author praises a person who acts with compassion by lending money to people, but yet maintains proper boundaries in their personal life. Furthermore, the psalm goes on to describe more of the fringe benefits a person gets for living a life of emunah, following Hashem's Torah. You'll no longer suffer from fear. You'll always feel confident, and Hashem will take care of your foes. The chapter ends by relating people that are cynical towards you and serving Hashem will be eaten up with jealousy and rage. This will cause them a tremendous amount of suffering in this world. Ultimately, they'll lose their motivation for life. How lucky we are to be able to serve Hashem. What a privilege. Often we get so caught up in the details, we forget to remember the bigger picture. Hashem, the creator of the world, gave us his Torah. He allows us, mortal man, to be able to serve him. Not only that, Hashem actually desires our mitzvahs and tefillahs. What could be more greater than that? Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 9, it says, Pizer nasan le'avyonim sidkaso omedes la'ad karno tarum b'kavod. He gives freely to the needy. His beneficence endures forever. His fame is raised in glory. The Arizal explains a lesson about giving tzedakah over here. Each mitzvah is associated with one of the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. When a person does a mitzvah, the corresponding letter shines on that person's forehead for a moment and then it disappears. However, when a person gives charity, the letter on his forehead shines the whole week. As our pasuk says, his karno, his fame, is raised forever. Karno can also mean a ray of light, like a keren, meaning to say the corresponding letter for the tzedakah shines on your head all week long. The Shaila Mora explains, the reward is so great it lasts forever, for all of eternity. Why? Because when you give a person tzedakah, you are giving him chayim, life. Therefore, Hashem gives you life from the source of chayim itself, which lasts forever. Let us merit not to be stingy when giving charity, to have proper emunah in God, that every dollar is really his. This way, we'll merit a true life for netzach netzachim. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.